Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the last half of February. I hope everybody had a blissful and very loving Valentine's Day. Tonight we're going to talk about the new moon in Pisces at month's end and part of March. We are having quite a number of planets in Pisces and Scorpio at the month's end. The sun enters Pisces on the 19th, and on the 20th we have Mercury in Pisces squaring Jupiter in Gemini. This is about big ideas and big news, especially with Jupiter. He's very expansive and lucky in Gemini. We will have some big news as we enter March. March comes in like a lion, and it will this year. Where is Jupiter in your chart? What house is it in? There will be greater expansion in that area, abundance and recognition. This is a very positive time to plan your future. Sit down and become very visionary about your future. On the 23rd, we have Mars in Cancer turning stationary direct. This powerful Mars influence will be expanded at that time. The energy can be assertive, reactionary, aggressive, but you will be emotionally protected as well. You may be the one who's triggered to respond back, so be mindful. Be sure to take that deep breath. You may feel you have to protect your loved ones or your home. Mars is not going to catapult into action here, but it will begin to move forward very steadily. Where is Cancer in your chart? What has been frustrating in that area of your life? Things haven't been moving forward as clearly or as easily as you would like. From the 23rd of February onward, you'll start to get more clarity, and what matters will begin to move forward for you. It won't be fast and furious, but the frustration eases as Mars turns direct. On the 25th, Mercury will come to conjoin Saturn. This energy brings you a reality check about your future plans. It's personal and can make you more realistic and pragmatic. What can I actually achieve that's not just pie in the sky? The information that comes to you could be quite sobering. It could be about pharmaceutical drugs, the media, Hollywood, lies, deception, or all of it. The news and information coming through the Gemini energies could be very serious and sobering. Now we come into the Pisces new moon on Friday the 28th. The sun and moon are together at the new moon, and we have a Pisces pileup at 9 degrees. The sun, moon, Mercury, Saturn, the North Node and Neptune. This is very unusual to have so many planets in Pisces. With Mars in Cancer, we have 6 planets in water signs. Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Expect lots of water, storms, flooding, and upsets. Don't forget to set an intention about whatever you want to manifest in the Pisces season. Now, Pisces is the most sensitive water sign. We are likely to be feeling very emotional, very empathetic, sympathetic. This can manifest in many ways. The obvious thing with Pisces has to do with the seas and oceans. We may see flooding, heavy rain, and dangerous snowstorms, more dangerous than what we've already had this year. Also, the energy could manifest in the emotional area. You feel overwhelmed. You feel you can't cope. You feel confused and ungrounded. There's a lot of lies and deceptions going on. You can't see through the fog or the tears, and you don't know what to think. The energy is linked to sadness, grief, along with a great deal of compassion. When extreme situations, wars, and weather events happen, it really brings out massive compassion in us around the world. We may see something like that coming up in the next few weeks. Pisces, of course, is linked to water, toxicity, pollution, oil spillage, shipping, drugs, alcohol, addiction. These are the most difficult expressions of Pisces. However, in a very positive way, Pisces is linked to psychic sensitivity. Many of us are feeling that. Pisces is very, very linked to your dreams, to movies, to magic, and to imagination. And right now, the veils are very thin. It's an excellent time to increase your spiritual practice. Pisces is spiritual. Saturn is practice and discipline, and that brings unconditional love and healing. It's connection to Source, divine oneness and connection to Source. A strong connection to the divine, to nature, to the ethereal, and all of the magical realms. More and more of us will be feeling connections to our galactic neighbors, to faraway areas in our universe, to channels of important information, places where we haven't been able to connect with before. All this is very beautiful and very transcendent. It's the magical, the exciting, the spiritual, the divine, the God source. What also is beautiful is that we have Neptune joined up with the North Node. It was exactly conjunct on February 7th and still is, and the North Node of the global, the collective, is really about the soul's growth, the soul's plan for the next 18 months, right through July of 2026. It's very much linked to greater divinity, connection to ancient wisdom, to the earth, the Virgo nodal axis, and the sacred within the earth. We will all be remembering that, and Pisces is very tuned in to that, removing the blocks, removing the veil that have prevented us and stopped us from that divine connection. This energy is super strong right now. Allow it and don't be afraid or intimidated. As to the flooding shown at this new moon, Neptune in Pisces at 29 degrees, it could be a flood of information. Jupiter in Gemini is squaring this new moon, and that's expansive of information. An enormous, confusing, and flooding amount of information is coming, and Mercury reinforces that in a very tight sextile to Uranus. Shocking, surprising truth comes to light, which will be going on all year. What will be unfolding this year is the new light language, the new universal light language. The true source of all channeling is moonlight light language. This language has the power to shift the collective consciousness. This can bring in very broad levels of manifestation because of the volumes and extensive amount of information. we will see a higher level of unfoldment and spiritual awareness as well. Major frequency breakthroughs as the new spiritual chakras begin to show their worth. Higher frequency and vibration levels. This experience will bring us a lot closer to our galactic neighbors. Mars is Pisces month and promises to be more than extraordinary. Astrologically, it brings the first eclipses in 2025, plus some very strong aspects. In a way, we can be thankful for Mars and Mercury both retrograde because they will naturally slow everything down a bit. God is in his heavens and all is right with the world. We also have the spring equinox and Neptune for the very first time in 165 years is leaving its home sign of Pisces and entering Aries. That's on the 30th. Bring us a new way of thinking, responding, and moving forward and upward. We're coming into a whole new era. The second part of March will be very extraordinary and significant. We have a strong aspect of Mars at 165 degrees to Pluto, showing struggles of individual power against state power, or homeland versus homeland, showing us where we are headed in our evolution, which is now accelerated. This can manifest as feeling very protective of those you love in your home and your homeland, and also finding that it's best if we align ourselves with our individual power to divine will. On a practical basis, it's reminding me of Greenland and Canada possibly becoming a part of the USA, a part of America, plus what's going on at the Panama Canal. It's all very timely and very interesting. Another aspect of Pisces relating to this Mars-Pluto aspect is the potentiality of a sense of surrender. Now, if you feel overwhelmed, you may want to surrender because you feel in complete despair. But it's a different kind of surrender, a surrender to the divine flow, to the feeling that you want to accept the more delicious, invisible energy, to expand and become aware of that great, vast unknown, the expansion that opens your spiritual chakras, taking you further out into the universe. Being aware and willing to be led to wherever your highest consciousness wants to take you. Thy will is my will. Mars is also in trine to Saturn, and the question becomes, at this new moon, what are we building for our future? Mercury square Jupiter, what are we building for our future plans? The trine between Mars and Saturn will help us build it very strategically, pragmatically, and practically within the context of spiritual law. Saturn in Pisces, with everyone nurtured and cared for, Mars in Cancer. That's where we're headed, and this will be a very interesting new moon for sure. Now it's time to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip. I have a lot more information, and I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of February 17th through February 23rd, 2025. Monday the 17th brings feelings of excitement and positive feelings which will last the entire week. You are chomping at the bit to get things done. Tuesday is a great day for concentrating and problem solving. Keep your notepad close by to jot down your ideas. Wednesday is productive to get all the chores done that don't require a lot of attention. On February 20th, Mercury and Jupiter form a square. Mercury reaches the trine to Mars in Cancer, and Mars finally turns back into forward motion on Sunday, which began last December 2024. The tension of the last few weeks can now be released, sometimes with strong emotions. If you've been feeling stuck in some aspect of your life and feel blocked from getting ahead, the energies will begin to flow once again. You can finally begin to move forward and find stability and support. Finally, there's a light at the end of a dark and long tunnel. Get all your ducks in a row so that you can fully pounce next week after Mars turns direct in Cancer. You might feel a bit overwhelmed, especially on Thursday and Friday. Saturday, February 22nd, is a bit of a lazy day, and it's the best day for lounging around the house. Sunday, February 23rd, as Mars stations and turns direct, the energy is bursting out and vibrating with enthusiasm. Ask yourself, how can you make initial shifts to work on what you want to get done next? Don't judge yourself or get impatient, because 2025 is 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5, and that equals 9. A 9-year is a transition between the old world and the new. In a 9-year in numerology, you gather wisdom from the last 9 years, and your work is to complete that which needs to be released. Although you may crave some new personal relationships, a 9-year will push you into universal service. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, it's Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. 2025 is a big year. Not only is it a number 9 year, but we have extreme weather, extreme earth events, and natural and unnatural occurrences will continue all of this year. Just to let you know that in numerology, number 9 means completions, endings, finishing up, putting it all away. We're at the end of an era, at the end of a timeline, and we're getting ready to embrace the opening of a new timeline in April. At times, this year will be quite dramatic. There's already been terrible flooding, along with the California fires, and it's absolutely devastating. The war in the Gaza Strip, the other wars the world is having, is all devastating when you lose everything, when you're absolutely terrified. I cannot imagine being in that situation. My heart goes out to everyone. We, as a collective, have to honor them. If we're in that situation, we obviously have to process and honor that grief every night in our meditations. There are many online meditation groups offering love, healing, and solace to all the people caught up in those situations. We can be very supportive by visualizing and seeing the end result. Visualize the desired outcome and don't worry about how you'll get there. Visualize the people back living in joy, love, and abundance. Don't enlarge the problem by envisioning a negative solution. That is how it works in the quantum world to bring in the best outcome. Generally, if we're not in those extreme situations, the principle of the way we operate in life now in Pisces, of all the signs we have in the zodiac, is most malleable. It's immutable water. Some of us think of it as ether, waves of human consciousness, flowing thought waves. This is how it works in the quantum world, as I have been saying since late last summer. 2025 brings us an enormous number of distractions. We're going to have to zigzag, have hairpin turns, along with an enormous amount of information coming at us from different points of view. If we focus on all of this externally, it will be absolutely exhausting, like lightning speed. We just don't know what to think. We feel overwhelmed. We feel baffled by it all. I have frequently said, survival is to live from the inside out. The way out is the way in, and the way in is the way out. That may seem like a trite phrase, but I really want to explain it a bit more. If we're living from the outside in, the way it works is there's an extreme event or distraction in our reality. A really big, scary thing. That's step one. Then we react to that really big, scary thing by going into fear and panic. Then we have the consequences, that's step three, of living from the outside in. It lowers the frequency. It creates an unbalanced, incoherent, and disturbed inner state of being. This is not a good place for your health, your mental health, or helping others. This is what happens when you live from the outside in. Events that put you in the extreme, the fear, panic, worry, or anxiety, will create a lower state of being. We are less able to help ourselves as well as to help other people. However, if we are living from the inside out, the way it works is, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you connect up or tie in, as my teacher used to say. You join with the energies of the universe, the energies of the divine. You choose the emotion you want to feel throughout your day. That's called setting a condition. You put the emotion on your consciousness, in your thoughts. Example, today is beautiful and I will walk through it quickly and easily. I am always protected by the divine. I will love today. I will live in joy today. I will live in compassion today. I will live in gratitude today. This brings out your personal broadcast, a beaming out of energy, of the emotion, that energy which you want to dominate your day. I used to visualize my day if I was waking up and knew that I was going to have a busy and time-pressing day. I was working for an attorney years ago, and I had a day where I had to be out in the car, go to three places and have meetings, and they were each a half an hour apart. I was very nervous about it. So in the morning I sat down and I visualized the entire day, going to each meeting, having a successful meeting, having smiles at the end, getting into the car, making the drive to the next meeting all on time. What a day that was. It all worked out perfectly, the way that I had pre-visualized it. What you will find is not only do you have less and less dramatic events coming to you, but even when they do come, you are able to buffer them. You can send out love, calmness, the energy of comfort and solutions. You can use a frequency wave available to you and send it out to smooth the way in front of you to keep a state of physical harmony and heart coherence. This is much easier to live in a state of heart coherence and love if you are living from the inside out. It can be extremely difficult to do that if you are living from the outside in. There are too many distractions. Example, what do you think about this? But what do you think about that? What about that leader? What about that country? It's going to be absolutely exhausting to live this way. We're only ending February, and we have a long way to go for 2025. I strongly recommend that you master this concept and incorporate the spiritual chakras, moonlight energy, and the beautiful spiritual heart chakra into your life. It's just a mind switch, making a concentrated choice making a decision to tie into the universal energies when you wake up each day. I'm going to live with joy, gratitude, and love. Use post-it notes on your cupboard, your refrigerator, your washer and dryer, your bathroom mirrors to remind yourself of where your inner state of being needs to be. The effect of each of these actions will have a huge impact on your frequency timeline, your future pathway going forward. What is the most probable for you in the coming days, weeks, months? You will also impact and raise up the collective consciousness because we are never separate from the collective. We're just a bubble in the ocean. Just think about it. You're not only influencing the now, but every thought, every emotion, every decision we make today is changing our tomorrow. Try to master all this as you move along, because that will serve you and the collective very well. We are co-creating in every moment that we breathe, with every breath we take, and there are so many scary things coming in this year. If we think, when we're living from the outside in, that it's all really going to happen, like your neighbor may say to you, this is really terrible, and this is going to happen, and then this. But so often these statements don't come true. They may come close, maybe to the 11th hour, and then they just fade away. A perfect example of that is the country shutting down. Every single time we have to go to the 11th hour, and it's worked out somehow. That's how it works in the quantum world. If we give it our attention, then that really big, scary thing, we have to remember that our focus and attention is energetic food. We are much more likely to make that scary thing manifest. We will cause the manifestation of what we absolutely fear and don't want. We need to learn how to starve out the scary and love the good, to turn our attention to what we do want, something loving, something beautiful, something helpful, to share with the people around us. Then the scary timeline just flickers out like a light bulb. It never happens. There's no energy behind it. We can accelerate that burning out, that crumbling in the collective with our small groups and individual efforts. I hope this is helpful to you. Many of you have asked me how to raise your frequency, and this is certainly what I've done in the past, plus including sitting in high frequency music. I love to listen to Richard Schulman, and there's a lot more out there for us to listen to. What does manifest as an individual is to hold a single-pointed focus on something, something you really want, a new job, a new home, a raise in pay, perhaps a new relationship. You need a single-pointed focus. You just keep visualizing it as if it has already happened. Visualize the outcome and don't worry about how you get there. And the people and your angels will step in to help you. I have a story for you that happened with my first teacher, Meg Stettner. I was working in aviation at Teterboro Airport and I wanted to buy a new car. So I went out one day down to the Buick place on Route 17 and I saw the car that I wanted. So I put a deposit on it and I told the people that I would be back with the financial arrangements in 2 weeks. During that 2 weeks, one of the salesmen sold the car from out from under me. And then they refused to give me my deposit back. Well, I was very, very living from the outside in. Very upset, very mad. I called a lawyer, and I was disappointed. I never thought that I was really being protected. About a month later, one of our pilots came in and told my boss a story about a car that his boss had bought. It was a blue Buick that he bought locally. I knew right away that they were talking about the car that I had wanted to buy. Well, he was driving down Route 80 in the car, and the engine fell out right on the highway, and he almost got into a car crash. It was at that moment that I realized what had really happened. My angels and guides had protected me from buying that car. I laughed about it. I felt a relief of all of the anger. It just swept right out of me. But what I forgot was, what I didn't realize was, that when something doesn't come to you, when you visualize it, there's always a spiritual reason, and you will always get something better if you can just wait it out. That's where patience comes in. In May, this event happened in March, and in May, one of the pilots came in who worked for the Oldsmobile place a couple of towns away. I told him about my story, and he smiled and said, "Come on down to our dealership. I'll help you pick out a car, and I'll arrange all the financing for you. You won't have to worry." So I did, and I got a better car, and the financing went through very easily. What a joy I had. What love I had. What caring I had. The quantum energy worked. You're already living in that job. You already have that new home. Visualize it. Feel it. Whatever you want, feel it and see it. Ask and it shall be given. You will get what you ask for. And if you don't, it will be replaced by something that is better for you and your life at this time. It's that single-minded focus that brings in coherence, because coherence versus incoherence is what can make the difference with your visualization. When you get together with others and you all have the same loving intention, then that group energy is magnified. I used to run a women's meditation group. I did it for years. One time, a lady was there, and it was coming into November, and she was worried about Thanksgiving with her family because her aged aunt was always so negative and so coarse and upsetting. All of us, there was about 15 of us in the room, did a meditation together with her. I brought her up to the front, and we all focused on her. And we visualized her Thanksgiving meal. And we saw this older lady happy and laughing and joking and acting very differently from the way she usually does. Well, 3 weeks later, this girl came back to us, all smiles. She couldn't believe the wonderful day that she had had, and she couldn't believe how happy and upbeat and nice her aunt was. That's the story, and that's really true. And this energy, this coherence, this group energy that you muster up within a group works with large group meditation online as well. You can do this kind of a meditation all over the world. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, I will talk to you about diluting your own energy and how not to do that. We'll be back in a little bit.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, we're back for the last part of the show, and that was Nat King Cole with All Over the World. I absolutely love that song, and it seems so appropriate right now. I was going to talk to you about zigzagging and diluting your energy. If we are zigzagging and scattered by scary things, whatever they are, we are significantly diluting our manifestation abilities. Example, you go to Macy's and you go to the Estee Lauder booth and you want to buy some makeup. So you begin to look at lipsticks, and you go, oh, no, no, maybe I want to buy some perfume. So you look at the perfume, oh, no, 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 maybe I want to buy some face uplifting. And you look at that, and you go, no, I really want to buy a brush for my powder. And you look at that, and you say, oh, no, I think that I really want to get some night cream. And as this goes on, the person waiting on you is going to get very frustrated. And she may say, I cannot put every single piece of makeup on the counter for you. Please focus and decide on what you want. Now, this is an example of being scattered and zigzaggy. I'm showing you how this energy works. If our attention is not focused and we are not living from the inside out, then we could have this kind of confusion all the time, for a long time, at least through 2025. So what do we need to do not to get into that kind of a space? We need to have a vision of what we need or what we want. We need to make a decision. I have often said that even a birth is a conscious decision of our soul. We have to be focused and decisive now because we are creating a new earth every moment. This new moon is covering a lot of geography. At the moment of this new moon, if the planets could leave a shadow of where they're reflecting on the earth, where would those shadows fall? There's no guarantee that all of these earth points will come into the news, but there is a great probability that most of them will. The Sun Moon is over Ireland, Portugal, East Africa, Nepal, India, China, Central Mexico, the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand. Uranus is on the midheaven, which is government and leadership of California and the West Coast, and the IC, which is a lower part opposite the midheaven, and that's the base of the chart that rules land and is over Russia and Iran. Pluto is on the IC of Brazil and the midheaven of Australia, Indonesia, and Japan. Now, we already know Japan is changing leadership, or I think they just have recently. The entire pileup of the Pisces planets, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Neptune, and the North Node, is on the IC of Western Europe. So that, of course, can mean flooding, earthquake, and more seismic activity. It's France, the Netherlands, Italy, along with Nigeria and Algeria in Africa. Let's keep an eye out and we'll all see what happens. I will close out by giving you the beautiful Sabian symbol for this new moon at 10 degrees of Pisces. an aviator pursues his journey, flying through ground-obscured clouds. And that's very proper for Pisces. Neptune rules the clouds. But if we fly above the clouds, then we are flying above all the noise and confusion of the world, above the 3D level. If we fly above that, on our eagle's perch, in divine neutrality, we have the ability to hold on to coherence and to understand better what is unfolding in the world, because we're coming from a higher perspective, which are very, very Pisces. This will help us to achieve mastery. It's all about a real shift with our transcendence into our light bodies and the new spiritual chakras to move out and away from the noise. We are not only moving away from Pisces, but we are moving away from the current zodiac, a current era, into a brand new energy and a new era, a new beginning. We won't have this gathering of Pisces planets again in our lifetime, not for another 165 years. This is a rarity and highlights that this is truly the end of the old world. There's a new world coming for you and me, and this is perhaps the end of lies, illusions, veils, deception, and maybe even addictions. As we move into Aries at the end of March, there will be a much more focused, active, and eventful period. And I'll have a lot of fun gathering the energy for you and presenting it to you. Thanks for listening. We'll have our songs and our meditation. And of course, we'll end with Richard and his beautiful music. And tonight, he's going to play Entering the Unknown, because that's what we're doing. We're entering the unknown. I really appreciate all of you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out.
Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.